Welcome to American Acapella with hosts Jamie Jones and Mike Mano. On American Acapella, you'll hear the best acapella music, along with a few candid interviews with people who have shaped this great art form. From chorus groups to barbershop and doo-wop to college acapella, you'll get a taste of a musical world exploding with beautiful harmonies and undiscovered talent. American Acapella is sponsored by Hyundai of Newport. If you purchased any vehicle from Hyundai of Newport and your car needs servicing, they'll come to your house or work and drop off a loaner car for you anywhere within a 60-mile radius of the dealership. Start your fun day in Newport with Hyundai of Newport. Visit HyundaiofNewport.com. Now, here are the hosts of American Acapella, Jamie Jones and Mike Mano.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Welcome to American Acapella, episode number 113.
You sound a little stuffy.
I'm a little stuffy today. A little summer cold setting in. But,
summer cold.
We'll get through it. We'll get through it. Episode 113, American Acapella, is now in a format of 1 hour long. Today's show will be 1 hour. We've had a couple of shows at 2 hours, and most of them were just a half hour. So we're kind of playing the happy medium now.
Yeah, I like the hour format.
The hour seems like the right amount of time. And this show we're going to dedicate to the Barbershop Harmony Society that just had its international convention in Portland, Oregon.
What number was this? Do you know?
Number 74.
Was it? Yeah. So next year's Big 75.
Next year is the Big 75. It's going to be held in Toronto, where actually the 25th anniversary was held back in 1963.
Oh, really?
So now we're at the point where we're up to 75 years. I was actually in Toronto in 1963, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes.
Was that where you were born?
No. That's when I was attending the convention. But at any rate, we're going to review the results of the competition that took place out in Portland and tell you about the quartets and choruses that won. There was a collegiate quartet contest, which we have the results of that. We'll tell you about that as we go along. But we're going to play some songs from most of the top 10 today.
Most. I can't get, was it Mainstream?
Main Street.
I can't get them to come up on iTunes. I can't get it into MP3
format. Uh-oh, we need some technical assistance. Jamie's a little, behind the times here. Can't figure out how to work
on it. I can do it. I just don't have time.
Well, what do you want to start with? You want to start and work backwards, or do you want to start at the top?
No, let's start backwards.
All right. Well, then we're going to start with a quartet that has a very near and dear friend of mine in it. The tenor of the group used to sing with me in a quartet, and he's been in the top 10 with this group for a while now. They're called TNS. They used to be called the Nashville Singers. And because the new recordings aren't released yet, we're going to go back to last year's songs that they sang. And this is a song that I kind of like this one. This is a cute little song called Don't Put a Tax on the Beautiful Girls.
Taxes here and there, taxes everywhere, taxes every place that they can be. Though I'm getting by, still I can't deny there's a tax I know would ruin me. I wrote my congressman a note. I said, if you want my vote, tax my business and all that I own.
Oh, man, but
have a little pity, leave my pleasure alone. What'll I do on a beautiful night if I should happen to fall? Suppose that I'm about to kiss a beautiful maid, and
what if she discovers that my tax isn't paid?
Oh, brother, don't put a tax on the beautiful girls, or I won't get any loving at all.
Every cent I make, those tax collectors take. They don't leave me with a single dime, a dime. Still I can get along without a song. I need girlies all the time. Don't put a tax on the beautiful girls. Oh, how can I live without all of that love?
You can tax my business, oh, just saying,
brother, please leave my pleasure alone.
What'll I do on a beautiful night if I should happen to fall, to fall?
Instead of putting tax on every Betty and Sue, just had a couple bucks of my society dues.
Boom!
Wait. Yay!
Don't put a tax on the beautiful girls, or I won't get any loving and loving at all.
Loving at all.
On you I'm disbanding, stop the waste and spending.
Have you ever considered a gift to Harmony Foundation?
It's tax deductible.
Come on.
Or I won't get any loving at all.
So there you go. I have my buddy Rick Spencer singing tenor with the Nashville Singers, or actually, I should say the TNS is their correct name.
For TNS. And now he's busy with the society, too. So
he is the chief operating officer of the society, so he's got a big job and very busy with the society. So he works at it and sings.
Right. So he's running around doing all this stuff during the convention, and I got to go practice singing.
Right. As well as singing with his own chorus, Nashville Chorus, which competed. And speaking of choruses, Jamie, why don't we run down the top five of the results? We're not going to play any of these choruses today, but we'll give you the information anyway in case you don't have it.
We have number five from Salem, Oregon. Is now, is this Senate Heirs?
That's correct.
And that's, let me see here, it's 52 members in that chorus. And then we have from Stockholm, Sweden, 08, which is a very popular chorus.
Very exciting.
Only 34 members in that chorus, so they do a big job with
all the way from Sweden.
Yeah, I love the Swedish women.
Yeah, yeah. We'll have more Swedish stories for you in a moment.
Okay. From Elizabethtown, Kentucky, we have Kentucky Vocal Union.
Very, very, very exciting dynamic. A lot of people had them actually in second place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
39 members in that chorus. From Hilltop, Minnesota, you have Great Northern Union.
They were the masters of changing suits.
Oh, really? They changed a lot. For 118 members in that course. And then at the top, number one, St. Charles, Missouri, Ambassadors of Harmony with 145 members.
Dr. Jim Henry's chorus, and they were the returning champion and the expected winner, and they clearly did win with, you might notice on the score sheet that Jamie's looking at, Jamie, you look at the presentation score and you see a 495, that's out of a possible 500, and that's just amazing. It was practically perfect. They did a song called Step in Time.
Now, they didn't win last year. They won the year before, right?
Years before.
Right.
You
have
to sit out 2 years.
You have to sit out 2 years, right.
Right. Okay. So they're the returning, when I say returning champion, the first time they're eligible to compete again, and they've won the last three times they've competed. So now we'll get back to the quartets. Let's do one more tune from TNS called Shine On Me.
The old songs.
The old songs.
The good old songs for me.
I
love to hear those barbershop chords in songs like Shine On Me. Oh, shine on me
in the morning.
Shine on me. Will the light in the lighthouse shine on me?
shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me.
That was the 10th place quartet in the Barbershop Harmony Society competition last July.
Yes, and then in 9th place, we have Via Voice, which we do not have any songs from right now, but maybe...
That's because they're a new quartet, so they're not they weren't in last year's competition, so we have nothing to offer on that one.
Yeah, as soon as we get the music in, we'll probably play some of these new ones. And then in 8th is our favorite guys from hometown,
right.
Is Men in Black, which is funny because they got 84.9.
Right, the highest score they've ever gotten, but they actually slipped a placement. They were 7th last year and went to 8th this year. Same with TNS, highest score they ever got, and they slipped 2 places. So it was a pretty tough contest this year.
Yeah, pretty tough judges, so it just depends on the year, right?
Well, actually, the judges were generous this year. Just
generous this year.
But anyway, we're going to listen to a Men in Black song called Make 'em Laugh.
Listen now.
Listen now.
Star of the stage, there's a secret that will win applause and make you all be all the rage. All the
Thank you.
Make 'em laugh.
Make 'em laugh.
Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to
laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son.
But be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines.
Or you can study Shakespeare and be quite elite. And you can charm the critics, but won't ever eat.
Just slip on a banana peel, they'll fall at your feet.
Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said someday go for the gold. Do it before you're too old.
Make 'em
roar,
just make 'em scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till they're giggling all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make 'em laugh.
If you want to be the rage,
make 'em laugh.
And become the star of the stage.
Make 'em laugh.
Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? So listen when I say, make 'em
Okay, that was our buddies Men in Black, and we say they're from our neighborhood. They're originally from Connecticut, the northeastern district of the Barbershop Harmony Society, but now they're all over the place. So they have an interesting situation.
Yeah, some of them live in California now, too, right?
Carl is all over the place. He's, I guess, working for Disney sometime.
Yeah, he goes down to Florida. Base, he's everywhere.
So we wish them well. They're doing very well, continuing to improve all the time.
And speaking of continuing, we're going to move on to number 7, Forefront. Now, was Forefront in the top 10 last year?
Yeah.
They were number 6.
Right.
Oh, so they did one of those.
The same thing as the other two we discussed.
2 step forwards, 1 step back, yeah. Or whatever it was. And then we're going to play, which song are we going to play here?
Let's do Baby It's You before the break, and then we'll take a short break and listen to I Only Want to Laugh when we come back.
Baby, you've got that magic touch that makes me want to love you oh so much. It's not the way you
smile that touched my heart, that touched my heart, and it's not the way you kiss that tears me
apart.
The way you kiss that tears me apart. Well, many, many nights roll by, and I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do?
I can't.
Cause baby, it's you. Oh, baby, it's you. You should hear what they say.
Song that's happy,
happy,
that's what I walk on a street that's sunny. I only want to see a sight that's funny. I'm saving all my tears until tomorrow. I'm saving my tears one more day. Just crying all those tears just ain't my style. Those tears just ain't my style. I'm acting like a clown, but let me be. Cause even though I know the joke's on me, I only wanna laugh, only wanna laugh, only wanna laugh, wanna laugh, gotta laugh. Saving up all of my tears until tomorrow. Until tomorrow, cause crying all my tears, no, that just ain't my style, just ain't my style, no, baby. I'm acting like a clown, but let me be. Cause even though the joke's on me, oh, tell the girls goodbye, girls goodbye. Cause I don't wanna cry, don't wanna cry. Hey, I only wanna laugh, only wanna laugh.
Some good singing by Forefront. Welcome back to American Acapella.
And now we're moving to 6th and 5th, which we don't have the music from, but hopefully that will be, we'll play those with via voice when we get the 2012 version. But that would be in 6th was Throwback, who is our friend Sean Devine's
right, lead singer of Throwback. Sean Devine also works for the Society for the Harmony Foundation and was a gold medalist with OC Times.
And I think Aaron, who is in that quartet, I worked with actually back in Disney. He's, I believe he's a baritone. He was in there. And then we have number 5 was Main Street. Speaking of Disney, it's all the Main Street guys.
All the Main Street guys with Tony DeRosa singing lead.
At one point in time, whether they're doing it now or used to, right?
Correct. They all have Disney roots. And as a matter of fact, Tony already has 3 gold medals, 2 as a baritone, 1 as a lead. So he's trying to become the second man in the society to have 4. Our friend Joe Connolly, the only man so far with 4 gold medals.
And then this quartet we're going to go to now, who is in 4th place, Masterpiece.
Masterpiece. Speaking of gold medals, you got 3 of them there.
And Masterpiece was in 3rd last year and is in 4th this year.
So there you go. Singing better, but slipping back a place. This song's called Everyone's Wrong But Me.
When people gossip, I turn away. The things they say are so saying you'll break my heart, but I just can't agree, cause I love you. Everyone's wrong but me,
yeah,
wrong but me.
You know that I
keep repeating we'll never part,
but
they tell me wait and see, still I love you.
Now
everyone's wrong but
me.
This is my plea
till the end of
time. End of time. This much I know is true.
Is true.
Till the end of time. End of time. I'll go on loving you, only you,
baby.
tell them you love me right from the start.
Tell them
and when they disagree, just you tell them everyone's wrong
but me.
Oh, can't you see? Till the end of time,
end of time,
this much I know is true, is true. Till the end of time,
end of time,
I'll go on loving you. But you know it's true. Please tell them you love me right from the start, honey. And when they disagree,
yeah,
just you tell them everyone's wrong. And when they disagree, tell them everyone's wrong but me. Oh, baby, can't you see that everyone's wrong
but me,
no,
but me?
No,
baby, can't you see?
See, now everyone's wrong. Please say that they're wrong,
that everyone's wrong, so that they're so wrong.
So there you have your fourth place medalists, and now on to third.
A Mighty Wind, which was in fourth last year.
Yeah.
So they moved up.
Son of a gun. It happens every once in a while. Mighty Wind, Tim Brooks on lead, and Clay Hine. You might remember Clay Hine,
yes,
on baritone. It was the baritone of the international champion, Fred. So he's
Fred,
the only
right.
gold medalist in this quartet. Not that every quartet has one, but as a matter of fact, the top two quartets don't have any previous gold medal winners in it. We'll talk a lot about them and about the whole college scene after we hear from A Mighty Wind.
Off comes the maker,
and
off comes the clown's
disguise.
The curtains falling and the music softly
dies.
But I hope you're smiling as you're filing out the door. As they say in this business,
that's all there isn't anymore.
We've shared a moment, and as the moment ends, I've got a feeling parting now as friends. Your cheers and laughter will linger after. They've torn down these dusty walls. If I had this to do again, and the again, I would spend it with you again. But now the curtain falls. Your cheers and laughter will linger after. People say I was made for this,
and
all my
my life I have prayed for this,
and
nothing else would I trade for this, but not.
So that was A Mighty Wind. And now we're on to the college scene. First, Jamie, why don't we recap the college contest, which takes part at the beginning of the week at the Barbershop Harmony Society Convention.
Okay, we have Bonus Track in fifth, Dominant Prep in fourth, The Con Men in third, Instant Classic in second, and number one, my nickname for you. Lemon Squeezy.
Lemon Squeezy. Interesting thing about these quartets.
And Lemon Squeezy's snobs.
That's what I was just going to say. There's a little bit of a history dump there. The college contest has had champion from Sweden before. Now they have another one, and it looks like they're not going to stop. They just keep bringing these guys up, and they're great. Lemon Squeezy, very entertaining, very good group.
I have a question, though. Number six?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce their name?
Well, there's 14 H's. So say that fast. No. 14 H's. 14 agers. 14 agers. Oh. I don't write them. You just ask the question. I'm answering to the best of my ability. But so anyway, that was the college contest. Very exciting. Great singing. If you notice, Jamie, by looking at your score sheet there, I think you'll see the top four would have qualified to sing in the big contest as 76 or higher.
Yes.
So that's pretty cool when you got the college guys singing that well. And speaking of college guys, that kind of segues into our next quartet because they're a previous college champion that has gone on to the big show, Musical Island Boys from New Zealand.
Yes.
And these guys are very, very cool. While the audience are kind of like, another boy band, they get a lot of screams going on there when they walk out on the stage.
I've been there, I know.
Yeah, and Jamie's used to that. But Musical Island Boys from New Zealand, second place, silver medalists. And here's a couple songs from them.
True lovers often must part. Kiss me, then leave me in sorrow. Here, love, I give you my heart,
my heart.
I know you return. Some glad morrow. Darling, soon we must part.
it's tearing my heart. Every heart understands when I pray, when I pray.
musical island boy is very neat singing, very tight, very cool.
And we also want to let people know our schedule's been a little bit weird lately because the Newport Music Festival has been going on here, so we've been...
A big thing here in Rhode Island, the Newport Music Festival, which takes place every year, and our station WCRI is very proud to have sponsored that. And so we've been broadcasting that in this time slot. But now that that's over, we're back for this final week in August, and then we'll be back for the final week in September and October.
Yeah, and then we go to every weekend.
And then we'll go to every weekend. We'll be on for November and December.
A lot of good holiday music and other stuff coming up. I'll have some college quartets coming up in the next show as well.
Right. We'll be back to our regular format of mixing it up with all kinds of different things, but we just thought it would be neat to kind of recap the Barbershop Harmony Society convention and tell you who did what. And it was a very exciting contest. I was very privileged to have been there to receive my 50th year pin in the Barbershop Harmony Society. So that was pretty cool.
So you must be, what, 51?
Yeah.
Good.
And give a shout out to Mike Klein, who is our Northeastern District President, who attended the convention and bestowed the honor upon me, as they say. Isn't that nice?
That's nice.
Yes, yes, it was very nice. So we now are going to go to the champions. And the first time ever, we have had a non-society champion.
Is it really?
Yeah, first time ever. We've always had champions, although we invite people from England and Sweden and Australia and Germany and Russia and all over the place.
And you could have it 2 years in a row, possibly, right?
Well, anything's possible.
Because Musical Island Boys, right? If they...
That's correct. So this is the first time Ringmasters from Sweden was the first non-society. The Barbershop Harmony Society consists of chapters in Canada and America, in the United States.
Yes.
So North America. And all the other affiliates are invited to send someone. And Sweden has done that, as well as lots of other countries. But this is the first time we've actually had a champion. So it's pretty cool. So we'll play a couple songs from Ringmasters, but again, remember that we don't have the current singing from this last contest. So this is from 2 years ago when they competed in 2010. They were silver medalists at that time. And here's a couple tunes from them.
Strange, there was no warning what would be in store. For as in a story told from tales of lore, strange and uninvited, love came in the door. Strange, I've never felt this way before.
You could care. So in love.
So in love.
So in love.
So much in love.
So in love
with you, my love. Am I? I'm yours until I die. So.
Now that it's your birthday, I don't know what to do.
I
can't give you a Thunderbird or a penthouse with a view.
Can't
even buy a little present, I'm much too broke, I find. But there is one way I can save the day, and I hope that you don't mind that. I can't give you anything but love, baby.
Baby mine.
That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while.
We should find
some happiness, and I guess those
all those things
you've always pined for, gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby.
Baby, am I?
Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything but love,
anything but love.
Now, even though it's three below, let's just enjoy the star, baby. We've got love to keep us warm,
to keep us
so warm.
Happy birthday to you,
baby. Even though I'm poor, but if you'll agree to marry me, could ask for anything more, oh gee. I'd like to see you looking swell, baby.
Baby, am I?
Diamond bracelets, Woolworth doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby. I can't give you anything.
Can't buy me love.
She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't give you anything,
and all
you need is love,
and
I've got plenty of
love.
I can't give you anything,
hottest thing,
hottest thing,
I call love,
I call love,
this crazy little thing.
There you have the great singing of our new international champions, Ringmasters.
And remember, if you want to listen to the show or find out more about us, you can always go to WCRI's website, classical959.com, and there's a WCRI podcasts tab up there. If you click on that, you'll see American Acapella. You can also go to americanacapella.com and check us out and check out all the past shows as well.
All the past shows are there, pretty much?
Well, not yet. We really haven't uploaded all the...
Okay, but we got a few of them.
Yes, we do have some of them.
All right, that's great. We'll try to keep it going and back it up a little bit at a time. Well, time to say goodbye. So I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Jamie Jones.
Tell them goodbye, Joe.
Tell them goodbye. Yes, I'll
just tell them goodbye.